world, our country, our city, our community. There's a lot of nervousness and a lot of panic going on right now. Psalm 46, verse 1. The Lord is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Psalm 46, 10. Be still and know that I am God. God's word says what it does and does what it says. We pray that that peace, that calm, that confidence would be yours today and always. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, number 731, O God, Forsake Me Not. It is amazing. I picked these hymns for this day about 2 months ago. And it always is one of those eye-opening things for me when you see how the hymns and the readings for today tie in so very, very well with what's going on in our world. And I pray that same eye-opening confidence would be yours today with that as well. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3. Divine Service Setting 3. We'll be doing something a little bit different with the introit this morning. Please just follow the instructions. The propers are on the inside cover. Readings are on the back cover. Outline for the service is on the edge. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who has delivered to us our greatest blessing for our greatest need, forgiveness, life, and salvation. Heavenly Father, you teach us that we should fear, love, and trust in you above all things. Heavenly Father, there is a large amount of ungodly and sinful fear that has taken over our world, our country, our communities, maybe even our heart. Heavenly Father, drive out that sin by the power of the stronger man, Jesus Christ, whose life, death, and resurrection has won for us forgiveness, true life, and eternal salvation. Heavenly Father, may that be our peace, our confidence, our rock, today and always. Amen. Amen. Hymn 731. Divine Service Setting 3, page 184. Please stand as you're able. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, dear sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit.
To me and be gracious to me.
Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday in Lent is from Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord, all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not hold back a word. It may be they will listen, and everyone turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do to them because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to listen to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore, mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our choir sings the gradual.
Jesus and the
yeah.
epistle is from Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter. Now Jesus was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons," while others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul, and if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn number 659, Lord of Our Life, hymn 659.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson just read, especially these words from our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Dear Christians, Jesus, in our gospel lesson for this morning, is accused of driving out demons in the name and by the power of Satan. Satan undermining Satan. That's what they accuse Jesus of. But it is not true. Satan did not send Jesus. Satan is terrified of Jesus. And so it is that Jesus teaches us in our gospel lesson this truth. Satan is not divided against himself. He is not. Satan is completely and totally united in purpose. Satan wants to destroy your faith. He wants you to die whenever that time comes outside the faith. To go to hell. That's what Satan wants. Don't question it because it's absolutely true. Satan wants to destroy your faith. He works hard at this day in and day out. He instills fear within you, trepidation in each and every one of you. He's always seeking a way to separate you from God's holy, precious word because he knows that it's the word that creates and sustains faith. He will not let any opportunity go to waste. He won't forget about any disaster. He doesn't care about your suffering, your pain. He doesn't care about you at all. He is supremely of one mind when it comes to you. He wants you in hell, whatever the cost. And so it is that Satan is a bully. A strong man who through fear, manipulation, and other means tries to cow you into submission. We've seen this very thing playing out in our world, our country, and our community in the last week or so, haven't we? Fear has gripped us. Fear that we may contract a virus from China. Fear that hospitals will be overflowing. Fear that our government has failed us. Fear that some surface that we come into contact with may not be perfectly sanitized. Fear that all of our money will be gone, our jobs lost. Fear that we'll be quarantined into our homes with no toilet paper. Fear that our loved ones might die. Fear that we might die. Things are out of control. Satan seeks to remind us of these fears left and right. He is not divided. He shouts these fears into our ears. Be afraid, there's no hope for you. You'll get sick, you'll die. He seeks to draw your attention to the news, to Facebook, to Twitter, to the person coughing in front of you in the checkout lane, to the panicked voice in your head, to the person who sniffles. He wants you to look there at those things. He wants your life to be supremely occupied with these fears. Because the more attention you pay to those fears, the less attention you pay to Jesus, your Savior. No, Satan is not divided. He's hard at work, seeking to divide you from Christ. Whether the virus is bad or not. He's seeking to keep your attention where he wants it, on your fear, not Christ. He is a bully, a strong man, a parasite who wraps his fingers around you and holds you right where he wants you, all so that in the end, he might knock you down to suffer the same way he is doomed to suffer. Dear Christian, Satan is at work against you through fear. He's at work in this way because more often than not, fear works. Sometimes we become so panicked with fears we forget God's promise that he will never leave us, that he will never forsake us. Sometimes our fear is so large that we can't even hear God's word that says dozens of times, "Fear not. Be not afraid. I am with you." Sometimes we're so afraid we forget that all the things that we have, our clothing, shoes, food, drink, house, home, wife, children, land, animals, all these things are gifts that God has given to us. Even our bodies and our souls. Sometimes we're so fearful, we forget what God promises will be our end. Not tombs, graves, hospitals, sickness, but eternal life with peace, comfort and joy. Satan is a bully, a strong man. Jesus. Well, the truth is, he's stronger. Did you see how our gospel lesson started this morning? Jesus drove out a demon. It wasn't even hard for him. A man unable to speak, and perhaps, according to the Greek, unable to hear, is made well. When Jesus kicked that demon out, the demon had no choice but to obey. Jesus cares for you the same way. He drives out Satan, who breeds fear and unfaith. It may feel like Satan has his fingers around you, but Satan cannot hold you when Jesus does. Satan is subject to the word of Jesus Christ. He's already been kicked out of your life in the waters of holy baptism. Any claim that the world had over you that should cause you fear has been defeated by the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even death itself has been overcome by the cross, the tomb, and the resurrection. Jesus drives out demons. Jesus kicks out Satan, not by the power of Satan, not as some trick to try and get us peaceful before the end comes. Jesus does this by the power of his word. The same word that you hear week in and week out. In the hymns that we sing, aren't they fitting this morning? In the studies we have here with our brothers and sisters in Christ, with the words of Jesus, fears are comforted, souls are made well. The strong man of Satan is driven out by the much, much stronger man, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is for you. Your baptism wasn't just a washing of water or a sanitization of your outsides. It was a washing with the word, a washing of your soul, a washing away of sin, guilt, and shame. It's not just plain water, but the word of God in the water that drives out Satan. His head was crushed by Jesus, the word of God made flesh. And not only were you baptized by water and the word, you hear God's word preached and taught. The word can set you free from the fears that Satan would use to take your focus off the Lord. The word is attached to the Holy Spirit who creates and sustains faith, calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies you, not with fear, not with trepidation, but with Jesus. In the word of Jesus, we're not afraid. In the word of Jesus, we have courage to face whatever the world throws at us. And so it is that at the end of our gospel lesson, a woman shouts out, "Blessed be the mother that bore you, Jesus." But Jesus focuses our attention exactly where it should be. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. What he means is, blessed are you. Blessed are you even if you get sick, because you belong to the God who created the entire world and sustains you with his word. Blessed are you because even if the coronavirus finds you, Jesus already holds you secure, no matter what. Blessed are you, even if you should be hospitalized or even die. God has already promised to raise you on the last day, so that you might live with him forever. It is as the Bible ends with these words: "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed. They may rest from their labors, the world seems chaotic. It's terrifying. Satan desires us to fear the world, to fear the impending doom that seems to be everywhere we look. We're not afraid. We are not scattered. We are not defeated. We are not crushed. Jesus is our God. He has defeated death. He has promised us life. And He will fulfill that promise, no matter what. For you see, Jesus is not divided either. He's united in one purpose: to bring you out of this tribulation and into the world to come. And He will not stop working that, no matter the circumstances, until finally you are before God's throne. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it, because that's what awaits them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we continue our service by standing and singing together the offertory, found on page 192 in your hymnal, page 192.
Be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the stronger man for you and for your salvation. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray God's peace, God's comfort, God's forgiveness, and God's joy, today and always, by the work of the stronger man, our Lord and Savior Jesus. We now worship God with our gifts and offerings.
Thank you.
Our service continues with the prayers of the church. Please stand as you're able. In addition to those prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for the sister of Bob McClellan, Marion Iverson, who is dealing with heart issues. We pray for Good Shepherd member LaVon Myers, scheduled to go home today. We pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the eyes of all the faithful to be ever turned toward the Lord, that they would see Him in His holy word and sacraments, receive His grace and mercy, and walk as children of the light. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors in Christ, that they would preach the gospel in its purity and administer the sacraments according to Christ's institution. And for the Lord of the harvest to send more servants into the mission field, that the gospel may be heard by all people everywhere. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our congregation, that we would be content in the Lord's gracious provisions, kept from worry, fear, greed, and covetousness, and filled with generosity in support of the Lord's work among us and abroad, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the unemployed and the underemployed, that they would find suitable work to support themselves and their families. And for all of us, that we would find joy and contentment in our vocations, faithfully performing the duties to which we are called. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who suffer with physical and mental ailments, especially those we lay before you now, LaVon, Marion, Jared, Lauren, Jean, Betty, Robert, Jim, Tom, Jan, Barb, John, Brooke, Rita, Harlan, Mark, and all those that we remember in our hearts, that they would be given the strength to endure their afflictions, the grace to remember the Lord's steadfast love for them, and the relief they need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, give us grace to trust you during this time of illness and distress, worry and fear in our country. In mercy, put an end to the epidemic that afflicts us. Grant relief to those who suffer and comfort for those who mourn. Sustain all medical personnel in their labors and cause your people ever to serve you in righteousness and holiness and to love our neighbor as ourself. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who partake of the Lord's Supper this very day, Christ's body and blood for forgiveness, life, and salvation, bless us that our faith would be strengthened and our hearts stirred up to walk in love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who have gone before us in the faith and now rest from their labors, let us give thanks to the Lord that we would be able in Christ, until we too are called from this veil of tears, and that we would with them enter into the eternal kingdom of Christ that He will usher in on the last day. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, Thank you.
the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Please stand. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Closing hymn 432, In Silent Pain, The Eternal Son, 432.
Thank you.
Kids, you can go get some goodies. We'll be back in here for our opening and Sunday school as always this morning. So just a couple of announcements with regard to some of the things that are going on. We have a policy here at Good Shepherd with regard to midweek that when Lincoln Public Schools don't have school, we don't have midweek. So normally that is a snow situation and has nothing to do with anything else. So because of that, we're not going to have midweek this Wednesday. I'm going to ask the two Catechism 2 students that are scheduled to give their essay to show up Wednesday night and give their essay at church. We're having a special elders meeting tomorrow night to talk about some details, including this kind of a thing. We don't have a large crowd with our midweek and confirmation classes, and so we need to address that if we want to have anybody confirmed this year, which we're kind of hoping and praying to do so. So we were planning on starting a new Bible study this morning on the divine service. We're going to delay that 1 week. Pastor Moline and I are going to tag team a Bible study on the first commandment and fear. So that's in the fellowship hall. That'll be a coffee and goodies, and then we'll have our Bible study in there. We'll pick up our new Bible study on the divine service starting next week. So for this week, Lincoln Public Schools is off. Our school and preschool have followed suit. We don't have school or preschool this week here at Good Shepherd. We will not have midweek and confirmation class, but we will have 4 o'clock church, fellowship meal in between, 6:30 church, and again, we pray God's blessings on our time together. We'll try to keep everything as close to normal as possible in these less than normal times. One other thing, last Wednesday, Good Shepherd member Leola Cranky turned 100. Great milestone, great day, and unfortunately, because the Waterford is on lockdown, the big birthday celebration for her has been postponed, and so last week's news and notes had her mailing address in there. We encourage people to write a card. I did not check if this week's has it in there or not. If it does, great. If not, we'll make sure we get it in there next week as well. And it would be a great, great thing. Either give a phone call or send a card to celebrate this great milestone for Leola. 100 years loved was the note in the news and notes. Pastor, anything else? All right. Join us for coffee and goodies and a special Bible study on the first commandment and fear.